Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Here's the Horn, a Wheel of Time podcast. I am Sir Matt.
And I am Sir Ezra. And friends, we are back with a little bit of Wheel of Time news, friends. This came out today.
Yeah, so I remember seeing on Twitter people were saying, hey, stay tuned. We're going to get some Wheel of Time news tomorrow. I was not expecting this. We had heard that season two had finished filming just a bit ago, Ez.
Right.
Sort of on like Reddit and stuff like that. But looks like now we actually got sort of we're getting a little kind of behind the scenes trailer. And there's no date as to when we're getting season two. But typically these things take about anywhere from 3 to 6 months once it's done filming to go in and do post-production. So right. 3 months from now would be August, which we know isn't happening because that's right before that's right before Lord of the Rings. So my guess is right. It's probably going to be around the same time as season one. So probably November, Black Friday time.
I think it's great. I'm glad that I didn't think they were going to be that quick on this and turn it around, but they had time to write and everything. So, you know, I've not heard the audio on this. I just sort of saw it on my phone for only like the first 5-10 seconds of this. I think it's 30 seconds or so.
Right. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Same thing. I haven't. I just saw that it dropped, and then I was like, well, I'll just watch it later. It was one of those things where you're scrolling on Twitter, and it was just like some behind-the-scenes stuff. I was like, I'll watch it later.
Right.
So I haven't sat down and actually been like, oh, that's exactly what we got.
Right. Okay, yeah, cool. Well, let's just click play on this here and see what we got here, all right?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Step by. Nice and
quiet.
Go, Stone.
What was that? Oh.
Cut.
Well, that's a wrap on season two.
Can't wait for you guys to see it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And it seems like there's some sort of panel going on that was done today or coming soon here or something. But
yeah, what was, yeah, the like a Q&A session or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I'll see if I can find this one to do a quick kind of click.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we're in the desert, which to me is this Aiel Waste.
Aiel Waste? Is that what, you know, I mean, that looks exactly like it, my friend, you know? Jeezy cow. Yeah, so that's beautiful. Beautiful shot right there. Don't know exactly where they're at, but I mean, good God. Talk about going up.
That looks cool. That looks cool. I'm down for that.
Right, just capturing all that. I'm kind of looking at some of these. So we got like the table, sort of some of the probably early on when they did the read through, I'm guessing, right? Some of the episodes there. So
now this next one is a little bit of it's hard to tell exactly where that is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clearly some sort of palace, you know.
I, Yeah.
Castle something.
It could even just be a part. Well, yeah, it could be Camley. Could also be
the White Tower, even just another room in the White Tower.
Right. Just another room or something. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So let's see here. All right. Then we cut to this. So we have an individual working on a mold or something, I'm guessing there. Or, you know, we've got like a head and some shoulders, and we've got some tattooed, you know, right? Isn't that what that would be on there? I don't know what this is.
Yeah, like it's kind of hard. It's kind of, that could be hair because they're doing some sort of, I mean, like, that could be all kinds of stuff that they're going to end up putting there. We don't know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because it's so early in production.
Right, right. Okay, then we got the read here, just looking down the table, people flipping through their
paper. Wow, man, a lot of sparkling water.
Lots of sparkling water, yeah. now, look at this shot here where we've got the clapperboard there. This looks like...
Now, hold on a second. Go back. Go back to that sparkling water.
Okay, okay, here we go.
Now, look, you're telling me we're dishing out for champagne glasses and sparkling water... And we can't spend more money on visual effects.
Where's the budget going?
Where's the fucking budget going?
It's going to the water. It's going to the glasses.
Jesus. I mean,
I know. I'm trying to
blood and ashes, man. Give me some.
I'm with you. Upset. I know, Matt. It's one. They give us a little piece here, and Matt gets he gets all bent out of shape. Looking down here, trying to see faces, you know, see if we see anybody.
It's so blurred.
Yeah, it's tough. Yep. This looks like, though, it's back at the White Tower, right? And this is that same.
But that's that same room. That's the same room. You just get a different angle of it.
Yeah. I just feels like the White Tower to me. I feel like maybe they don't want to give away any clues.
Right.
You know, as to where we're going, except for that first, you know, shot with the IOAs there.
Right. So, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with not getting more clues. Yeah, I'm fine with right now just getting, hey, you know, I'm fine with that.
Right. You know, like, take a look here. I do appreciate the, like, look at this pillar on the right, you know, this sort of wall feature. It's got the wheels, right? It's got the spokes of the wheel and stuff. I mean, pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You know, attention to detail. So, all right. And then, yeah, another shot of that. Who do we have walking in here? Is that Nynaeve? Wearing white. Right. Maybe as an office or something accepted. You see that about to come around the corner there. It looks like her hair. And yeah, I'm not sure. So that's cool. OK. And then, boom, we got this kind of drop down.
Hard shot. To see exactly who that is. That could be Rand.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's got a mustache. Let me see here. It looks
does
like
he, or is it? I'm watching through StreamYard here.
So. Yeah. It looks like he's got facial hair though. It looks like he's got.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was maybe some sort of covering over his mouth.
Right. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to tell. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So we're out. This is somebody, you know, out in the waste. We got somebody else here behind him as well. Travelers of some kind. Peddlers maybe. You know?
These don't seem like Aiel to me.
Right. No. Uh-uh. No.
It doesn't. We could be in the Aiel ways, but perhaps not Aiel.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Maybe peddlers or someone coming across.
Even just going off the little bit we've seen of the Aiel, the very little, obviously little bit we've seen.
Right. Right. Then we got some cool swords. So we have a whole kind of batch of swords here.
They've got some curvature to them. They look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they've got the hilt there at the bottom, so that seems like it's, you know, belonging to something. So I would say, I'm not going to say Sean Chan, but I, you know, like a group or something.
Yeah. Yep. These guys are in here making all of them and stuff. Props. Which is cool. It's just another shot. It looks like they're just another shot.
Now, if you go a little bit further, there's this is where we kind of get our first big thing. Click ahead a little bit.
Uh-huh. Right there?
No, keep going.
Okay.
Just let it play. Because it's only on there for 1 second. It's that big wheel. Now, it was there, but if you keep going, right there.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
So what is that? What is that?
Yeah. I don't know. That is interesting, isn't it? It's got these other sort of clamps.
Now, is that Is that part of its design, or is that like something? Because it has them on the bottom. See how it's got them on the bottoms too.
Right, right.
So it almost looks like you could have, like, on one hand, it looks like you could have somebody in there, like, you know, held held up.
Yeah.
Or is that the wheel, and then, you know, they have those clamps on there to help move it for production.
Matt, I would pull up the graphic novel and show you exactly what they use that for. It's a white tower, but it's not appropriate.
Is that what it is?
Well, no, it's like, you remember where they had whoever, I think it was Moraine or someone suspended in there.
It's the New Spring one.
The New Spring graphic. This looks like, you know, I don't know if they use, I'm thinking, first I thought like maybe a portal stone, but that isn't really, because it's just a random, you know, uses one of those, but that's later when he's in tier to get to the IEO waste, and he was studying kind of where he could go and what he could do. But this is just, it's a wheel. It's a stone wheel, right? Out there. And it's got these straps where you could almost like tie someone by their wrist and by their ankles. And
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. So, okay. That's
because this is really like the thing in the trailer.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, this is kind of it. Like, I mean, there's not really a whole lot to the trailer, but it's kind of that one thing.
Right, right. We get Ran there.
Now we get some
gift. So somebody's getting
slammed. Thrown, slammed down.
Yeah.
Seven spokes like the Wheel of Time.
Interesting.
If you go back.
Let me just go back here real quick.
Because that's kind of like the thing. The rest is... there's not really a whole lot outside of that.
I want to see real quick. Just, I want to go back here a little bit. So there's that wheel again, that feature you're talking about.
The
wheel. So here it is, as we're zoomed away from it, and it's huge. I mean, it's bigger than.
Yeah, it's big.
Huh. So ideas on what that could be. These guys are rolling past it here. Let me do one of these here. So yeah, turning shot of this massive feature. I want to look here. We've got looking now. We got Perrin, Moraine, Rand, Nynaeve. And then that's Elaine right there. Yes. And I think she's who's cast as Elaine. So that's pretty cool. All right. Yeah, this was just more of the stunt crew here. Yeah. Sick. Gonna have an epic shot, epic battle. They're really showing us this one spot, real good location, and then boom.
Yeah, and for those of you guys who, because this will be going up on the podcast, who are listening, it's just this in the desert giant sort of stone wheel. That's it. That's kind of the trailer, and it does have seven spokes. It looks to me not like a crucifix, but kind of think that where you're just being held up. That's what it looks like. All point to the middle. So to me, it looks like you're going to be putting some kind of a channeler there to torture them, you know, take away their ability to channel, to gentle them, something.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of lost on what that would be out here in the IO waste. I'm thinking,
if this is the IO waste, this doesn't necessarily have to be, but we kind of think so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking of Rudeon and stuff like that, and you know,
anything the White Cloaks would be, because remember they kind of expanded them. I mean, you could be the White Cloaks capture somebody. Okay, well now I've got you. Because remember he was all about. Valdo was all about tying people up just to make sure. Hey,
yeah, good point. I mean, I thought about that, but then I was because just of how they would be suspended here. But it's like, it's weird to be in this location,
right?
So,
but they're going to be traveling around, I think, too. So,
yeah. And I almost see this thing's so big that it makes me think like it's something that is always there,
right?
You know? And they're going to build something around it or. You know,
you don't think whoever is going to be using this thing is moving it in. You think it's going
I think it's
to
be set there. Yeah, because when you go back, I'll go back here to this other shot real quick, or maybe I'll move forward is where it's at. It seems like when you see the person standing next to it, these people, I guess it's back here a little bit. Like this guy's up on it just seems massive, you know?
Right.
When you look at the scale of it. So it feels like you couldn't really roll that in there. You could, but I'm looking around here to see if there's anything else, like other features and stuff. That looks like that's the only thing there. Like there's no other shelters or huts or buildings.
At least that we see in this production thing.
In this, they might have built something, you know, somewhere else. But to go all the way out here, this is going to be an interesting.
Right.
thing. And you've got lots of people here. This is why, you know, he's got the straps to like tie somebody to it, but it makes me feel like the IEL have got to be using this in some way, or it's the portal stone or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like, I don't know, just the way I envision the IEL in my head, like in huts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just don't think, not saying they can't, but it's just like this, like really well-crafted, pristine looking stone structure. It feels like it would not come from the IEL. Not saying they can't do it. It's just like when I sort of envision the IEL as this sort of like desert tribe, I guess I just don't think that they would have constructed something of this precision.
Right. And I think you could also say too, it's from maybe, you know, just like Rudion, they were the guardians of, like, maybe it's some lost feature that they've propped up or something. But I don't know. I mean, I was actually going to do, because this is the first time I've seen this, I haven't had any chance to go really do any
digging. Nothing.
I mean, unless I'm like totally blanking or missing on something, you know what I mean? I probably am. People are probably looking at this.
Yeah, stuff. I'm gonna go to the Wheel of Time subreddit real quick and just see what everyone's saying on there.
Oh my god. Darren says looks like something Simiraj may strap someone to. Oh my god. Yeah, possibly. And I'll even go back here and look at pull up a separate tab and look at the Twitter comments. I bet you people have said something about it. Because yeah, it looks really, like you said, that's the main feature, other than people getting body slammed in a bit of a reading.
Somebody said, "Hugh, the slow and steady drip of behind the scenes props and costumes and set photos that I will click every time." That's what they did last year, right? Remember that? And it was just like, dude, when are we getting that trailer? I just hope we don't get like the little 5 second of like Moraine opening her eyes again. I mean, it's just like, dude, that was the dumbest thing. I still think that was the stupidest tease thing ever.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
That was so stupid. So dumb.
Let me see here. I'm gonna share one more thing here for you, buddy.
So other people are saying here, while you get that pulled up, this is around the time season one wrapped last year. But this year you have the Lord of the Rings show. So it's probably going to be even later, maybe December or early next year. So that way it doesn't run. It's not going to run alongside Lord of the Rings, but you could have it come out and then, you know, a week or a month or something.
Marvel
pretty much goes, Marvel and Star Wars are pretty much going back to back at this point. Like, you're getting one a month, is the way. Like, we just saw the trailer for She-Hulk. It's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when's that coming out? We got Ms. Marvel and then probably Andor and then She-Hulk, and then, you know, so there's a lot. So they're definitely not there. So it's probably gonna be early, like could even be January show.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that would be really neat. A lot
of people are really talking about not a lot of people are talking about what they think that is. Everyone's just sort of talking about when they think it's coming out.
Huh. I just wonder, you know, if there's, okay. I mean, just, I don't know. I there's gotta be something in the text that tells us more about what that feature is, you know?
What's Twitter saying?
Well, no one really, let me go back to the, let me get out of this full screen view here, but yeah, no one's really saying anything about, there's a descriptive text, right? Which is just characters filming, all that stuff. Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody's really talking a whole lot about it.
Yeah. There's nothing there really. So yeah, there's a bunch of retweets, quoted tweets. Let me see what those say. Yeah. Well, Wednesday. Oh yeah. Good.
Can I get Lanfear, please? Yeah. So, huh. Okay. Well, not really a whole lot, man, but still kind of fun just to break down this one little thing. And then, yeah. There were some photos, I guess there's some sort of like a thing going on right now.
Yeah. Like a Q&A or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on Instagram, I'll get Instagram pulled up here. There was like a few other photos, but it's just kind of them at a press event, it looks like.
Right. So yeah, you've got people asking them where can you watch this, where are they at exactly. It says, "We're so excited that the Wheel of Time cast and showrunners hung up their cloaks for the night and joined us for a special screening and Q&A panel at the Prime Experience in Los Angeles,
LA.
That's Amazon Studios. So it's like, yeah. I don't...
No, like everyone else looks classy. And then you got Rafe in here wearing like sweatpants and a shirt. I mean,
yeah.
I will take every dig I can.
I know you will. Yeah. It, you know, the showrunner that comes with the dawn, right?
Right.
Let's see. Man, there's nothing.
Yeah, not a whole lot. So anyway, that's fine. It was just wanting to pop on here and check that out. So interesting. I guess the thing is get our way too early predictions for when we think it's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I hope it's coming out right around that time you said, like November, you know, going into December and stuff, right? So
yeah, let me look real quick here to see what else is coming out in Amazon this year. I mean, we've yet to get I think Marvelous Miss Maisel just come out. There was a trailer for The Boys. I don't follow Amazon as much as I follow Warner Brothers and Disney content. But I think Marvelous Miss Maisel's new season is like either out currently or just came out. Anytime that Teresa starts watching it, I knew that it's a new season because she's like in love with that show.
Right.
We should be getting a new season of Jack Ryan later this year, which has John Krasinski in it, because they just said that, hey, well, even though season 3 isn't out yet, season 4 is going to be the final season of that show. And then Lord of the Rings. So to me, those are kind of some of your bigger shows. And I don't know, you know, some of those other shows they have. But just with those, you figure there's 3 shows. We know Lord of the Rings is going to be your September show into October. So I think you could still do Wheel of Time November, December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that would be perfect. And I really think they need to keep, I don't want it to go too far without them, you know, bringing season 2 back. You got to keep people interested. There's so many other big shows out there and stuff. Like, I don't know, ride that wave of Lord of the Rings and just see if you can't, you know, you're going to have a lot of people on the app, you know, on there watching. So I would tag it right on the end and just say, carry, you know, continue on. Right. So.
Right. And then, yeah, I guess the other thing too, though, is we talked about this is running into the NFL because Amazon just gave, I mean, I guess, you know, it's totally different audiences. This is streaming, but it does come out kind of the same day and they release it like right once Thursday Night Football is kind of kicking off. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing you could do if you don't release this show, obviously, during that. And I guess it is for different audiences. You and I just happen to be, you know, people that care about that, but they just went like, they just gave Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit like enormous contracts to come do the voice of Thursday Night Football.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good
so,
point.
I mean, if you're Amazon, what do you want people watching? I mean, I don't know. It's a different audience and everything. I don't know. I don't know what the percentage is. I know that we happen to fall into that percentage where we want to watch football and Wheel of Time at the same time.
Yeah. But do you think
it's probably pretty small.
Ever switch it and move the time around or the release date around?
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, I think you can, I think releasing stuff on other days than like Friday, I think is fine. I guess maybe they
Wheel of Time Wednesday, you know, I mean, like,
yeah, because, you know, lots of, Game of Thrones, is Sundays, Marvel and Star Wars have turned to Wednesday to be their day. I mean, I know Obi-Wan got pushed back to Friday, but that's just because, yeah, they moved it back for Celebration and then they could double up and, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think the Amazon maybe could drop it Wednesdays. I think that's a better case scenario than drop it. I guess, I don't know, because a lot of people aren't watching it. Like the United States kind of benefits from, we were able to come home and watch it right at, you know, 4 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock your time.
Right.
And have that sort of work. So I don't know. So yeah. If you do that Wednesday, then how many people actually watch it right then? Then it's like on Thursday. I guess they kind of view it as it's really releasing Friday.
Yeah, true. Yeah, right, right. They think it's a Friday night thing. Sure. Yeah. That's what they say. And that's all their promotional stuff. We know for us it happens to be
Thursday
at 7 or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. That's interesting. One more quick thing before we go, though. I guess there was, Let me see if I can pull this up here. I just want to share one more image with you guys because it looks like there's some people speculating just on one thing that I kind of missed. Let's see. Here we go. Share that. So this little prop here, like this rod, if you look at that rod there in the middle, so just speculating that it could be like an Angreal of some kind, King Layman's impractical blade, maybe Lord Bashir's, I don't know, like Marshal General rod of some kind. People are just throwing out all sorts of stuff, but it's a cool little prop that's being worked on right there. So, you know, pretty sick box as well too, you know, like.
Yeah, no, that's super cool.
Yeah. So just some cool stuff, but not much. I mean, just a little teaser, and I think it's fun. You know, we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully that Q&A panel comes out and they actually, like, we get snippets of that or something, or we get some answers for some stuff, you know. Dragon Scepter. Yeah. Darren. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So
cool. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks to you guys for tuning in. Thanks to you guys, for those of you who are watching, those of you who are listening. This sort of came out of nowhere, but definitely going to talk about it, obviously, when it comes out. So stay tuned. As and I will be back with more as we continue our push through Lord of Chaos. I think, what are we on next? We're doing chapters 6 through 9, right?
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. And remember that the grave is no bar to our call.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.